The following is another Classic Hits sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Mastel looking for a little pick. Throws it into the corner. Sokolowski, she'll try a three, and Bailey answers with her second three of the ball game. 10 points for Sokolowski.
Tonight, the season begins for the state-rated Kearney Catholic Stars as they welcome in the Grand Island Central Catholic Girls and Lincoln Lutheran Boys. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead, or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
Tonight's Kearney Catholic games are part of the semifinals of the Crusader preseason tournament. You can hear Saturday's games on ESPN 1460 AM. The Stars look to start the season on a winning note, and all of the action is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here at Minden for Game 2 of tonight's doubleheader between the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the Minden Whippets. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls' game, it was all Minden tonight, 60-26 over Central Catholic. Hallie Bauer, 30 points and 16 rebounds to lead the way for Minden. 10 points, 11 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger for Grand Island Central Catholic. They just couldn't get much going. Even when they had some good-looking shots, they wouldn't fall tonight. McKenna Keim had 8 points. Katie Brand had 11 rebounds. Now you've got yourself a boys' contest where the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, starting from scratch after last year's run to the state semifinals, and of course that tough overtime loss to these Minden Whippets as Minden made it to the state championship game. For Minden, they got a lot of their kids back. They start 5 seniors here tonight. They are a perfect 3-0. They're ranked as high as number 1 of the state in C1. The Crusaders, Bill Gabers gets his teams ready, so they're in the top 10, even with only one returning player in Tyler Barrientos that saw any significant playing time last year. And they've only played 2 games, but they have dropped those 2 games, fairly close games, 5 points at Columbus Scotus, and then Lincoln Lutheran on opening night. They lost 52-41. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and when we come back, the starting lineups here on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off for Grand Island Central Catholic. Number 23, 6-foot senior, Tyler Barrientos. Number 25, and this is true, he's all the way from Spain, a 5-foot-8-inch sophomore, Paul de Perez Cabrero. Number 31, 6-foot-2-inch junior is Derek Brockmeyer. Number 33, 6-foot-3-inch senior, Trevor Cornelius. And number 35, a 6'1 junior, Riley Shoemaker. Head coach to the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Bill Gamers, assisted by Rob Meesing, Tina Martinez, Nick Stoddard, and Jason Zelazny. 0-2 to start the season. That hasn't happened in a long, long time for the Crusaders. For the Men and Whippets, number 5, the 6-foot senior, Carson Bloom. Number 11, 5-foot 7-inch senior, Dan Christensen. Number 12, a 5'9 senior, Thomas Sinsel. Number 32, 6'4 senior, Christian Schlenka. And number 34, 6'1 senior, Derek Kissinger. The head coach of the Whippets is Shannon Lovin, assisted by Aaron Martin, Dale Bloom, and Taylor Malsby. 3-0, ranked number 1 in the Omaha World Herald, number 3 in the Lincoln Journal Star. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with the start of our game after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It'll be the dark traveling Central Catholic uniforms and the... Looked like they might have picked up some new ones there. Pretty spiffy. The home white and purple for Minden. Jumping center will be Shoemaker against Bloom. And the opening tip will be taken here by Minden. They'll move from right to left. Central Catholic will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And Tom Sinsel has it against the Central Catholic matchup. The ball is tipped away against the man-to-man. And it's going to be Christensen to the right wing. Three-pointer on the way and buried by Carson Bloom to start the basketball game. Just like the girls' game, we had a three-pointer to get things rolling. Over the left wing, Central Catholic wastes no time. Three-pointer in the corner, no good. Long rebound comes out top to Trevor Cornelius. Driving in is going to be Tyler Barrientos. Can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Bloom starts, stops at the top of the key, gives it to Sinsel. Goes to the left wing. It's Christensen. Christensen has his shot rejected out of there, and it's going to be off of Minden. He actually, I think, hit the corner of the board on the way up. Instead of having it blocked by Riley Shoemaker, who held his ground. Central Catholic will inbound the basketball now. Minden, man-to-man pressure. Tyler Barrientos, who is the only one of these guys that saw significant playing time last year, brings it up the floor against Bloom. They try to rub him off a couple of picks, send him all the way back up to the left elbow, working on Bloom, backs him in, into the double team, can't get the shot away, swings it over to the corner. Now gets it in low. They'll go to Brockmeyer, and he'll put it up and in. Derek Brockmeyer with the first bucket for Grand Island Central Catholic. So we're just underway. Each team has a bucket, but Minden's was the 3-2, as Schwenka swings it over the left side. Central Catholic up top. They're going to try and defend the three. That's too strong by Kissinger. No good, and the ball then bounces out of bounds and will belong to Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll put on that full-court man-to-man pressure, but they want to get it into Barrientos and let him bring it up by himself. This time they will get it to Cornelius, and he'll try and bring the ball up the floor here against Sinsel. Crossover dribble gets into the front court, left side. Now kicks it back out top to Cabrero. He throws it down low. Short jumper is up off the glass and in by Brockmeyer. Back-to-back buckets by Brockmeyer, and Central Catholic has taken the lead, 4-3, less than 2 minutes in. Got the Wells boys here doing our three-man officiating crew. And Minden swings a different crew than we had for the girls' game, which is a rare. The Crusaders, and Minden's missed a couple of shots to help them out. Stutter dribble, Barrientos, pull-up jumper from the free-throw line, rolls off the front of the rim, no good. Sinsel's got the board. Thomas crossed the timeline, but Central Catholic getting back on defense. Dumping the ball into the right-hand corner to Christensen. Dan dribbles to the right side of the key. Again, gets it over to Kissinger. Fakes the three, drives, lost the handle, picks it back up. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tipped out into the paint. We've got a tackle and a foul. And I don't know where this is going to go. It could go either way. In the middle of it is Sinsel. And they're going to call the foul on Central Catholic, Brockmeyer. That'll be their own hoop. They'll go vertical along the baseline, lob it up to the right elbow to Carson Bloom, to the wing for a three. It's Christensen, no good, and the rebound yanked down by Brockmeyer. So Minden staying outside and not having much luck after the opening three was buried by Bloom. 4-3 Central Catholic. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Barrientos trying to use the pick, but Bloom stays with him. Give it off into the corner to Cornelius. To the high post, loses his dribble. Swings it right side to Brockemeyer. He got happy feet and is going to be called for the travel. First turnover of the game for either team. Again, earlier tonight, Minden did just about everything right and down Grand Island Central Catholic in our girls' game, 60-26, 30 points, 16 rebounds for Hallie Bauer. Big win for Ravenna girls over Gibbon tonight, and the Ravenna boys were up 15-4 after one. 4-3 here, little jump hook by Sinzel on the low block right side, will not go, and the rebound brought down by Cabrero. And into the front court they come. Called on Central Catholic's Riley Shoemaker, his first of the team, second. Well, if Minden starts cold from the field, that's going to give Central Catholic a lot of confidence. If they can keep it close, slow the game down a little bit. Post up, Kissinger draws the double team. Kicks it out to Christensen. Thought about it, then finally shot the three, and he hits it. Second three.
Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
We apologize for our technical difficulties, but Derek Kissinger has just hit a bucket to go up 8-4 at the other end of three-pointer. Trevor Cornelius is good. Cornelius hits the three-pointer to make it 8-7. Minden by one with 3:06 to go here in quarter number one. Christensen brings the ball up, drives it inside, dumps it off for a layup. Christian Schwenke with his first bucket. And now the Whippets starting to get their offense going a little bit. The first quarter continues to wind down here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. 2:45 to go in this first quarter of play. Skip pass over the top of the man-to-man. Get it to the left-hand corner to Brockmeyer. Back up top now over to Cabrero. To Barrientos. Skip pass for another three. This one is no good by Cornelius. Running down the loose ball. There's a collision. It ends up in the hands of Sinzel. Sinzel sprinting to the other end. Gets cut off. Kicks it back out for the three-pointer Christensen. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Central Catholic. And Riley Shoemaker has his second. Barrientos with it in the front court. 10-7 Minden. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Top of the circle, Riley Shoemaker. Passing it around the perimeter, trying to get it down low to Cornelius. Fadeaway jumper from nine, sits on the front of the rim, won't go. Ball tapped out, and a rebound brought down by Dan Christensen, and he will head up the floor and draw the blocking foul. It's going to be on Cabrero. That'll be his first personal foul, third team foul on the Crusaders. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Isaac Carlson has re-entered the ball game for Minden. And they will run the ball up top. Also in there for Minden is Jonas Levin. Carson Bloom, long three. Just came up short, no good. And the rebound brought down again by Grand Island Central Catholic. They've got that blue on black uniform here, so it's not the brightest of all time. Barrientos got the rebound. And they bring in to the ball game Johanna Gaifan. He is a 6'4 freshman, and he is arm-barred up in the paint there with Jonas Levin. Minute 15 to go here in quarter number one, 10-7 Minden. Central Catholic staying within striking distance. Barrientos skip pass over to Cornelius. One dribble, 12-footer good. 5 points for Trevor Cornelius. It's a one-point game with a minute to go in the first quarter as Minden pushes it into the front court. Carlson, he'll hit the trailer Bloom. Swinging it right side, another long three. That's an air ball that time by Kissinger. It is saved, and a layup for Thomas Sinzel off the save by Carson Bloom. Nice hustle by Bloom, and it's 12-9. Minden back up by three, 40 seconds to go. They try to get it down to Guy Fan, and the pass is too wide. It goes out of bounds. Second turnover for GICC. Now we've got a host of subs coming in. Brady Brokaw for the Crusaders. Jeremy Hodek checks in. And it will be Minden with the basketball. Guy Fan stays in there. Barrientos stays in there. And Cornelius stays in there. And walking the ball up the floor is Carson Bloom. Brings it to the right side, looking for Kissinger. Now gives it off to Schwenke. Schwenke to the baseline. Knocked away Guy Fan. Ball loose. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Central Catholic. So good job by Guy Fan. That's the first turnover of the game by Minden. 26 seconds here for Central Catholic to do something. If they tie a three, or if they hit a three, they tie this game up. And they'll get it into Barrientos, and you know they want to play for one shot, but pretty sure Minden's going to try and pressure him right away. They walk it into the front court, still in the back court. Now across the timeline with 18, right into the double team. Right side they go to Hodek, back up to Barrientos. He's at midcourt with 11 seconds. Carded up there by Sinzel. Drives left side. Stops 5 seconds into Guy Fan. He takes the leaner in the paint. No good. Got his own rebound. He's fouled with a second to go. He'll get two free throws. And Johanna Guy Fan is a big guy, 6'4". He's got a frame to him as well. He's not a spindly 160-pounder. And he's just got to learn. He's just got to mature. That's all there is to it. He'll be fine, but just a freshman. Kissinger with the first foul of the game for Minden. Two free throws for Guy Fan. And the first one up and in. Pretty good rotation, pretty good-looking shot for the big fella. Coming in for Minden will be R.J. Watson and Jonas Lovin with .7 to go in the quarter. And the second free throw coming up for Guy Fan. Taking a little extra time to get everybody set. Now we're ready to go. Second free throw for Johanna is on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Minden, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So number one, Minden, they've missed a few shots at Central Catholic. Looking solid here in the opening quarter, Minden 12, Central Catholic 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, stop. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Monday Night Football, Atlanta has just scored again, 16-0 over Jacksonville, 13 minutes to go in quarter number two. Here it's 12-10, Minden leads by two as they get the ball to start the second quarter of play, and we'll give you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Right now, Bloom with it. Kicks it back up top to Dan Christensen. Man-to-man by Central Catholic. Swing it over to Schwenke. Late getting over there defensively, but he can't get a shot away. Bloom dribbles into the double team. Swings it out to Kissinger. Kissinger ball fake. Drives baseline. Cut off there by Barrientos. And gives it back to Schwenke. And we've got a hold here with all the contact. Fighting for it. Foul's going to be on Grand Island Central Catholic. And Barrientos, his first, team's fourth. In the first quarter, turnover, Central Catholic 2, Minden 1. Rebounds, Minden 9, Central Catholic 6. Three-pointer off the inbound, Schwenke. And at the top of the backboard from the corner, it's no good. The ball bounces into the hands of Barrientos. Three-point shooting, the Crusaders 1 of 5. And after that miss, Minden is 2 of 9. 12-10. Long three, Central Catholic up and in. Derek Brockmeyer, he's got 7 points. Cornelius has five, and Central Catholic has taken the lead again at 13-12. Sinzel in the front court with it. Skip pass right side, Bloom, another long three. It's good. Carson with his second three-pointer. He is the first Whippet to make more than one bucket. And that'll make it 15-13 here in favor of the Whippets. They try to put on extra pressure. Central Catholic, though, they've been groomed for this. Of course, all these guys practicing against the starters last year that were number one most of the season. Up top with it'll be Barrientos. Left side, Cornelius. Pull-up jumper. Tough shot from 17. No good. Rebound brought down by Bloom. His fourth. Bloom up the floor. Outlet pass is knocked away. Free throw shooting in the first quarter. 1 of 2 for Central Catholic. And Minden has not been to the line yet. Minden one foul in the game, and it sent the Crusaders to the line. Sinzel to throw it in front of the Crusader bench. Top of the circle to Bloom. Trying to set a little two-man game up here with Kissinger and Schwenke. And as Schwenke leans and leans, they're finally going to get a hold. It's on Cornelius. First on Trevor. Fifth team foul. And it'll be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in is Carson Bloom, leading it 15-13. 6:20 to go first half in the girls' game tonight. All Minden 60-26. Hallie Bauer, 30 points, 16 boards. Here, a couple of nice passes, and Minden gets a point blank. Missed the first one, but getting the offensive putback. Christian Schwenke, his second bucket of the ball game. And Minden now takes a four-point lead at 17-13. Crusaders with Barrientos now all the way back out to midcourt. Shoemaker as they try to really spread the floor here against the man-to-man. See if they can get a cutter open or let Barrientos take him off the dribble. Here's a three-pointer instead. Cornelius up and in. Second three for Trevor Cornelius. 17-16 Minden with 5:45 to go. First half. Bloom spins into the double team. Almost lost the handle. Kicks it out for Christensen's three, and he banks it in. Dan Christensen's second three, and the team's exchanging threes. It's 20-16. Four-point lead here by Minden. Picking his dribble up, Barrientos. Swings it over to Cabrero. Down on the low post to Barrientos again. Tries to take it at Bloom. Little one-hand jumper up and in. Well, he learned that from Turner Fay, who learned it from Spencer Fay, who probably learned it from somebody else on the Crusaders before that. How to handle that little one-hand jumper. 20-18. 5:05 to go first half. Driving the baseline and then dishing it off nicely. Sinzel lays it up. Couldn't get it to go off. The nice pass from Bloom. The ball is still loose. Going to come all the way out towards midcourt. And it is out of bounds. It was actually grabbed by Brockemeyer, but while he was running to get it, he had stepped out. Good hustle both ways, and the Crusader fans have to be pleased. Even though they give a heck of an effort against SCOTUS, they're 0-2. And they're hanging right with the number one team in their class. These teams also in the same district, which is a shame because Kearney Catholic's in the district, Adams Central's in the district, St. Cecilia's in the district, if I got that right. I'll double check here for you in a moment as Bloom brings it across the timeline, 20-18 Minden. Isaac Carlson has checked in back underneath the Bloom, and he missed the shot. Sinzel, excuse me, but he is fouled, and he will go to the line. Derek Brockmeyer picks up his second foul. And Sinzel will take the first free throw attempt of the ball game here for the Minden Whippets. So trying to get settled in there and take that first free throw attempt. It is on the way, and it is no good. Taking a look at those sub-districts, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Minden, Gibbon, and Adams Central are in the C19, and whoever comes out of that plays the winner of Central Catholic, St. Paul's, Central City, Boone Central. State not setting that up too well. Second free throw, no good. The ball is popped back out, though, to Sinzel, and they'll set up for a three on the right wing. It's no good by Lovin. Got a foul called on Derek Kissinger. Is that where they called it? Let's double check here. I think it is. It'll be his second foul, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Grand Island Central Catholic. With 4:35 to go in the first half of play, it is Minden 20, Grand Island Central Catholic 18 here on Classic Hits.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And out of the Central Catholic timeout, it'll be Crusader basketball. Into the front court they go with Riley Shoemaker. Between the circles, has the dribble. Man-to-man defense, Kissinger's on him. Giving off to Barrientos. Barrientos dribbles between the circles. Holds the ball. Backs up. Swings it right side again, trying to spread that floor. And Guy Fan is back in. And as he tries to make a move on the low block, they're going to call him for the walk. Again, Johanna Guy Fan. A 6'4 freshman. You've also got Paul de Perez Cabrero, a 5'8 sophomore. He's from Spain. That's just the third turnover for Central Catholic. Still a two-point game midway through the second quarter. Again, last year, the classic overtime semifinal game, and now we've got a foul away from the basketball, and it's on Guy Fon. Might have been a little frustrated from the other end, too, and that is the seventh foul. So a 1-1 now coming up. Or not. They say it's the sixth foul. They're double checking. It is a 1-1. Seventh foul. And that's what we had on Central Catholic. So Minden will shoot the 1-1. Now the officials trying to determine who should be shooting the free throws. Get that foul away from the ball. And it's going to be Derek Kissinger going to the line. And now they say, no, it's not Derek Kissinger. Instead, it's R.J. Watson. So R.J. Watson will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. And the free throw by Watson is on the way, and spin it in. 21-18 Minden. Watson with his first bucket of the ball game. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the first half stats of the boys game, girls recap, and we also hope to chat with Minden coach Rick Cremosta. Second free throw is no good, and the Crusaders' Riley Shoemaker will grab his third rebound. And up the floor comes Barrientos. Bloom on him, trying to force him to use that left hand. Now he gets him into a trap, needs some help. Guy Fon comes out. He doesn't want to be dribbling it, but he does a little bit. Then dumps it into the corner. Good job by the Crusaders. Try to get it to Guy Fon on the post, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Whippets. On the defense, Jonas Lovin. 3:35 to go, first half, 21-18. Minden actually being held in check here. They've had a couple of close games, a couple of real close first halves against Southern Valley and Aurora. Central Catholic waiting, and finally got it in for a 19-footer. Cornelius, no good. It was a little strong. Had he been behind the line, it probably would have been nothing but net. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. Dribbles to the top of the circle, gives it off to Bloom, wants to attack the paint. Tough leaner from 12, no good. Rebound, Lovin, falling away, throws it up and in. Lovin was falling backwards, and his only chance was to fire it towards the hoop, which he did. Minden now with their biggest lead of the night, 23-18. Right now, Bloom doing a good job on Barrientos. You can see he's getting a little frustrated. Power spin move to get away from him. Fires it back up top to Cornelius, to the center circle to Shoemaker. Central Catholic being very disciplined, as they usually are. Shoemaker back up top to Cabrero. Perez Cabrero gets it into the right-hand corner to Barrientos. Skip pass over for a three. That's blocked. Blocked by Isaac Carlson. He got over there, but Central Catholic got the loose ball back with Cabrero. He has it on the left wing. Dribbles to the high post in the paint. Decides to take the shot. Couldn't get it away. Then he decides to pass. Turns it over to the other end. Bloom missed the layup. It's set on the rim forever, and then an over-the-back foul going to be called on Minden. It'll be just the third foul of the game. It's on Carson Bloom. His first. Into the ball game for the Whippets. Here comes Mitch Muller and Christian Schwenka. Carlson stays on the floor. Kissinger stays on the floor. Schwenke stays on the floor. Bloom stays on the floor. Right now, Central Catholic basketball. Barrientos, Perez Cabrero, Cornelius. Also out there is Shoemaker. As the three-pointer is on the way and in. Another three-pointer here by Grand Island Central Catholic, and that's Riley Shoemaker with his first. That's the third three of the quarter. They're 3 of 3 from downtown. 23-21, Minden. Bloom dribbles slowly to the right wing. About 26 feet away from the hoop. Gets it into the corner to Schwenke. Trying to post up Muller. Nothing there. Gets it back out to the wing. Trying to drive in is Kissinger. Swings it left side. Carlson into the paint. Good leave off for Muller. And then he is tied up. Sneaking in to tie him up is Brockmeyer. The arrow points the way of Grand Island Central Catholic. Yeah, it is. Okay. 1:45 to go in the first half. Back in is Christensen for the Whippets. Chance again for Central Catholic to tie or take the lead. They've had the lead twice by one each time. Cabrero in the backcourt picks his dribble up. Gives it to Cornelius. They try to clear it out so it can be a one-on-one in this full court man-to-man. Carlson on Cornelius. He likes the matchup. Drives. Pulls up from 11. No. Backside rebound to the Crusaders. In traffic. Shoemaker puts it up. Blocked and taken away by Schwenke. And we've got a foul underneath. That means a free throw at the other end. Looks like Cornelius is second. And we will walk to the other end for a 1-1 for the Whippets with 1:26 to go before halftime. Thursday night National Football League action going on ESPN Radio. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Atlanta has jumped out 17-0 over Jacksonville. And at the line will be Christian Schwenke to shoot his first free throws. And the first one good. 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Into the ball game for Central Catholic, Jeremy Hodick. Second free throw coming up. And taking a little extra time this time, Christian Schwenke fires and hits it. So we got them both. 6 points of the lead is at 4, 25-21. Grand Island Central Catholic to throw it in against pressure. They'll get it into Cabrero. Draws the double team, lost the handle, got it back, swatted out of bounds by Minden, and that is a break for Central Catholic, because Central Catholic was in all kinds of trouble. And we've got more substitutions here with a minute 19 to go. Central Catholic basketball trailing 25-21. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So keep it right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Barrientos dribbles out of one double team, out of two, but he's still 5 feet from the out-of-bounds line and now heads up the floor. Oh, a reach-in. Sinzel took it away. No foul. They get it up to Bloom. He hits the layup. Central Catholic wanted a foul, didn't get it, and it's 27-21 with a minute to go in the half. Big defensive turnover there. Fifth turnover is all for Central Catholic. Minden only has one, and Barrientos took his eye off the ball, almost turned it over again, and now we've got a reach-in foul on Christian Schwenke, his first. Just the 14th foul on Minden, so the Crusaders will take it out at midcourt. 51 seconds to go here before the half. 27-21 Minden, actually their largest lead of the game on back-to-back buckets. Well, two free throws in a bucket, and they throw it away again. Bloom with the steal, and another chance here for Minden to score. Plenty of time, 40 seconds. Bloom gets across the timeline, slows it down. Left-hand dribble, spins to the high post, kicks it to Carlson. Three in the right corner is over everything, but it goes right to Schwenke, and then he walked. There was nobody there, so Schwenke was going to take it at the hoop, but he was a little too far away and forgot to dribble. Cornelius back in for Central Catholic, so a break there again for the Crusaders. Off the missed three, Schwenke would have had a layup or just a little five-footer if he had elected to put it right back up. 31 seconds remain before halftime. Again, coming up, a recap of the girls' game. Hope to chat with Coach Rick Cremosta after their big win tonight. Up the floor comes Cabrero. Cabrero swings it left side, now to the baseline. The jumper is off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Minden. Jonas Levin came in and got it. Another chance here for the Whippets. 15 seconds to go. Carlson gives it to Bloom. Barrientos on him. Bloom off the pick, right wing, backs up, can't get the shot. Timeout, Minden. They were yelling for the timeout. They'll get it with 6 seconds to go here in the first half of play. And it looks like it's going to be just a, oh, it's going to be a full, so we'll take it with them. 6 seconds to go in the half, 27-21 Minden. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And along with our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. And other basketball action at the half. Ravenna led Gibbon 45-19. National Football League. Midway through the second quarter, Atlanta 17 and Jacksonville nothing. Here we have 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Minden 27, Grand Island Central Catholic 21. And Minden has the ball. They call timeout to set up a play here. They'll throw it in from the side, not underneath. Isaac Carlson to throw it in. Here we go. They run Bloom off the pick. Not there. Swing it over for an open three. Kissinger fires it all the way down and back out. Tip at the horn. Will not go. And that's the end of the first quarter, first half of play. That three-pointer was wide open, and it went all the way down and spit back out. And Minden is 4 of 14 of the first half from beyond the arc, but they've taken care of the ball, and it's a good thing because if they hadn't, Grand Island Central Catholic might have the lead in this game. They were battling all the way through, but at the half, it's the biggest lead of the game for the Minden Whippets. Minden 27, Grand Island Central Catholic 21. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium, where it is halftime of our boys' game, 27-21, top-ranked Minden, leading Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We'll give you a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit, but earlier tonight, the Minden girls, who are also ranked number one in the state, got off to a decent start, and then in the second quarter really put Grand Island Central Catholic away and cruised into a 60-26 victory. Hallie Bauer, 30 points, 16 rebounds, 10 points, 11 rebounds for Jamie Kissinger. For Central Catholic, McKenna Keim had 8 points to lead them in scoring and 11 rebounds for Katie Brand. And Minden assistant coach Greg Sartorius joins us here at the half. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
Your girls are playing some pretty good basketball, especially after opening night where they were tested a little bit early on. But, boy, the last four games, it's been kind of that way in the fourth quarter, maybe even into the second half. It's been put away. These girls seem to be playing pretty unselfish.
They played very unselfish. Very unselfish the first half, and did a great job with getting the ball to the open people and doing the things they needed to do.
You hit the offensive glass really hard early on, and especially Hallie. I had her for 11 boards in the first half, but She hit some shots, but she also had a lot of putbacks or a lot of drives, maybe missed her shot and got a putback.
Yeah, you know, we play good or play pretty well when we play fast. And when we got going with things, especially in that second quarter, picked up the pace of the game just a little bit. Things started to go pretty well for us. Kind of opened the floor up for us. And then those offensive rebounds sometimes just fall on your hands in those situations.
Everybody wants to talk about the Kissinger girls, so let's do that. Where have you seen their maturity since the end of last year?
Well, you know, I think they do a much better job defensively than they did last year. I think they're understanding the game more. I know they played tons of basketball, but sometimes you just got to, you know, learn how to play with your teammates. And I think it's, to me, it just seems like things are meshing really well right now. I'm very happy with what's been happening.
I'll continue to ask you or Rick, as we continue to cover, as we did last year, about the three-point shots. 5 of 23, you want to have a better percentage of that. I know you were 0 of 5 in the fourth quarter when it didn't matter anymore. Talk about incorporating the three, when it's good, when it's not good, because when you're hot, you can put 30 points on the board in a quarter.
Well, you know, that's – the kids like to shoot them, and sometimes it can shoot you out of things a little bit. And, you know, we didn't shoot them very well tonight, and I thought we were a little impatient. Coach Cremosa thought we were a little impatient at times against their zone and would throw maybe one or two passes and shoot a shot we could maybe get pretty easily after four or five passes and have somebody in rebound position. So, you know, it's something we're still learning, you know, and it's like you said, when you get hot, it's a big weapon. When you're not, it can kind of hurt you.
Talking with Minden assistant coach Greg Satorius after their 60-26 victory tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic to improve to 5-0. On the season, when you and Rick and Donnie saw number one next to your name, were you anticipating that? And has that been talked about? Is that okay with you guys? Number one has a big, I don't know if stigma is the word, but it has the bullseye. It has a little extra meaning than being two, three, or four.
You know, I'm not even – what paper was that in? I'm serious.
Journal
I didn't
Star
realize
had,
that.
Journal Star had you preseason number one.
Okay.
Omaha had you number two behind St. Cecilia.
Okay.
St. Cecilia's already been beat.
You're number one. I don't know, Doug.
I think
you know,
Bobby Jensen had you number one, too.
Well, yeah, Bobby'd do that to us, wouldn't he? I don't know, Doug. You know, it's hard to even think about that at this point in the season. It's we're five games in. You know, lots of things change. You get an injury here or there. You know, it's what you end up at. You know, it's how you finish the season, not where you're at right now.
Still got a couple of games before you get into the holiday break, which will be a good tournament as well. Both on the road at Central City, at Boone Central Monday night, at Albion, and a kind of a new game. Well, that's why it's on a Monday. Don't need to play on Tuesday. I know the kids will be looking forward to get to Christmas, but talk about those two road games.
I don't know much about Central City, to be honest with you. You know, that's kind of a traditionally decent game for us when we go there. Boone Central, I know they're huge. They're, you know, they got a couple 6'2 players, a couple 5'10 players. I think Coach Cremosa is going to watch them Saturday night, so we'll have a little bit more information on them. But I know they're big. I know they're very athletic. And I know they have a pretty good tradition over the last few years of having good basketball. So we'll see how things go. Hopefully it'll be a little tester for us. And then being on the road, it'll be a tough one for us. I know it will be.
Well, then after that, you don't have to worry about going on the road until Ravenna on January 10th because you got the holiday tournament here, then Ainsworth Valentine, that back-to-back games first weekend in January.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good holiday tournament for us. There's three or four pretty good teams in there, and we're going to have to play pretty well in there, and that'll hopefully kind of turn us over and get us going into the second half of the season there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. It should be a real fun season, and I know the girls want to take one more step and get into that championship game, but that's way down the line, and we'll see the improvement throughout the season.
Yeah, Doug, I appreciate you coming out and doing our games. You always do a great job with things, and it's always fun to listen to you when I get a chance to on the radio. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, and go get the name of that next Hastings College volleyball coach. I know who it is. I know you know who it is. Would you like to tell us?
You know, my wife told me, but I've forgotten. So
yeah.
It wasn't on my top of my priority list, Doug. I'm sorry.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here as we've been chatting with assistant coach Craig Satorius. Girls won at 60-26. Hallie Bauer, 30 points, 16 rebounds. Boys game at half. Minden leads at 27-21. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
It's time now to take a look at the first half stats. We've got to run through them real quick here for Central Catholic. Barrientos, Tyler, 2 points, two rebounds. Cabrero has one rebound. Derek Brockmeyer, 7 points, one rebound. Trevor Cornelius, 8 points, three rebounds. Riley Shoemaker, 3 points, four rebounds. Johanna Gaifon, 1 point here in the ball game. 10 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. That gives you a total of 21 points, 11 rebounds, one out of two at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, and 6 turnovers. For Minden, Isaac Carlson, a rebound and a block. Carson Bloom, 8 points and 4 rebounds. Dan Christensen, 6 points and a rebound. Tom Sinzel, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jonas Lovin, 2 points, 2 rebounds. R.J. Watson, 1 point. Christian Swinka, 6 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Derek Kissinger, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 12 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. 27 points, 17 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line. 4 of 14 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, just 1 turnover. And at the half, Minden leads at 27-21. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to Carl Ashford, the athletic director at Minden, all the fine folks here. Great crowd on hand, and again, a big thank you to our sponsors as Minden will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it 27-21. Got an interesting game here. That's their biggest lead. Let's see if Central Catholic can hang in here as they immediately go to the low post, working as hard as he can. The shot's going to be blocked in there of Derek Kissinger by Riley Shoemaker, the first block for Central Catholic. And, boy, that was power on power as Cornelius brings it into the front court, guarded there by Sinzel. Minden trying to pick up their defense, maybe overplay a little bit. Let's see if the Crusaders can make them pay. High post they go, driving in, pull-up jumper is going to sit on the front of the rim, will not go for Brockmeyer. The rebound tipped into the hands of Dan Christensen. Christensen into the front court. Cabrero went for the steal. Still all over him. He gets rid of the ball to Bloom. Up top, off the pick. Long three. Bloom, too strong, no good. And over the back, going to be called on Sinzel, getting the rebound. For Thomas, that'll be his first. And in the foul situation, Derek Kissinger has 2 for Minden. And for Central Catholic, 2 on Brockmeyer and Cornelius. So we're underway here in the third quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 7 minutes to go. Third quarter, still 27-21 Minden. Central Catholic ball, top of the circle, Shoemaker. Left side, Brockmeyer. Deeper into the left-hand corner. They'll get it into the hands of Barrientos. Barrientos gets out of there and takes the jumper. It won't go. Christensen, another rebound. Up the floor to Bloom. Left wing, they'll go to Kissinger. Picked up there by Barrientos. Posting up Schwenke again. He does a little hook move and gets the foul call. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. I'm going to guarantee you that pretty soon Coach Gavers is going to say, don't let him hook us like that. And that's the 3rd foul on Derek Brockmeyer. And 2 free throws coming up for Schwenke. He's 2 of 2 at the line, has 6 points. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's still good. And here comes the big fella, the 6'4 freshman, Johanna Gaifan. And checking out of the game is going to be Brockmeyer with those three fouls. 6:40 to go, third quarter. And the free throw by Christian Schwenka, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Grand Island Central Catholic. Kissinger tried to squeeze in there. He broke up the rebound attempt of Guy Fawn and Shoemaker. A little full court pressure put on again, but again they clear it, get it to Barrientos into the front court. Stops, and it's yanked out. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Central Catholic. It was nearly an over and back there by Barrientos. And Central Catholic to throw it in from midcourt. So nothing has happened really here in the first 90 seconds, at least offensively, as Cabrero has it, dribbles it off his knee, ball loose, going to end up with a steal by Minden off the floor with it. Derek Kissinger gets out of there with it, and here come the Whippets. Hit the trailer, Bloom, well out on the right side of the key. Now give it over to Christensen. A lot of pushing down low between Gaifan and Schwenka. Turnaround jumper from 12, no good. Gaifan will grab the loose ball, his first rebound of the basketball game. Up the floor with it, a carry called on the Crusaders. Eighth turnover of the ball game. Score update, it is Ravenna 58, Gibbon 27 in the boys basketball game after three. In the girls game, Ravenna beat Gibbon 66-31. Not a whole lot going on tonight. Amherst, Anselmo Myrna, Wood River, Blue Hill, that's about it besides the two games we just mentioned. Still 27-21. We've got 2 minutes here in the third quarter. The score the same. Now trying to change it with a three is Kissinger. Off the front of the iron, no good. And I think they're going to get Guy Fawn getting a little late to the party there as two Minden players bite the deck. Give the rebound to Kissinger. The foul on Guy Fawn is his second. And it'll be Whippet basketball underneath their own hoop. Bloom to throw it in. Lob it up to the right elbow. They like doing that and then kick it back to Bloom for a three. Minden takes a flop there looking for a foul. They get it down to the baseline. Shot Kissinger missed it. Rebound brought down by Cabrero. And he is going to be fouled as they go for the steal. Oh, no. The steal is and then the foul on Cabrero. So the foul on Paul de Perez Cabrero, his second. Central Catholic, three quick turnovers here. But Minden hasn't been able to cash in on the offensive end. 27-21. Score has not changed here in the second half. Falcons have scored again, leading the Jaguars 24-0. So the Jags get their season high in points last week and don't show up tonight. And a travel called on Minden. That is just their second turnover of the game. So we played two quarters and 2.5 minutes and just two turnovers. And now a timeout called by Central Catholic with 5:21 to go in the third quarter. Your score remains Minden 27, Central Catholic 21 on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
24-0 Atlanta. Julio Jones, a 29-yard touchdown reception. Michael Turner, a 5-yard run. Roddy White has just scored from 6 yards out. So they lead it by a score of 24-0 with a minute 18 to go before halftime. And out of the timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over before they can really get anything started. Four turnovers in 2:45 here to start the second half after just six total in the first half. So Minden gets the ball, and Central Catholic brings in Jeremy Hodek. And Cabrero is going to check out for a breather. We played nearly 3 minutes here in the second half, and nobody has scored. Bloom brings it across the timeline. Back between the circles, they'll go to Schwenka. Gives it off to Kissinger. Try to get it into the paint, but instead they'll swing it over on the skip pass to Schwenka, right side of the key. Hands it off to Christensen again. Left-hand dribble, backs into the high post, back cut, layup, rolls off the rim, but the offensive putback by Kissinger is in. He missed the first one, got the second one, And finally, with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, somebody scores, and it's Minden 29-21. Barrientos picks the dribble up, skips it over to Cornelius, comes into the paint, pulls up from 12, sits on the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Minden. Guy Fawn battling Schwenka. Isaac Carlson now comes in for the Whippets. And Christensen will get a breather. Central Catholic to throw it in. They'll run a little diamond from the top of the key, get it into Barrientos backside with some pressure. It's no good. Bloom rebound, outlet pass to the other end. We've got a contact foul, and the shot won't go by Kissinger. I assume we're going to get two free throws here. Foul's going to be on Jeremy Hodek, his first, and at the line, Derek Kissinger for the first time here this evening. And the first free throw by Derek Kissinger is on the way and in. He's got 5 points. And checking in for Minden is going to be R.J. Watson. And Sinzel will get a break. So you've got Schwenka, Kissinger, Bloom, Carlson, and Watson. Second free throw now for Derek Kissinger. It's up. It's good. The lead is now 10. He has all 4 points in the half. 4:27 to go. Third quarter. They get it into Cornelius. Fires it into the middle of the floor. Cherry pick, but the pass got tipped. Shoemaker still tries to get the shot away. It's way off the mark, but Minden can't grab the ball. Central Catholic would have had an easy two, but the ball got down there too late to Shoemaker. But they do save the possession, and they'll get it underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in is Cornelius. Throws it into Guy Fawn and can't grab it. It goes off his leg and out of bounds. Central Catholic hurting offensively here in a big way. Now remember, in the first half, it wasn't like they were lighting it up. They hit four threes, so that's 12 of their 21 points. They had one free throw. They haven't had a two-point field goal since early in the second quarter. Four total. And we have played half of the third quarter, and they have yet to score. High post to Schwenka, gives it right back to Kissinger. Lost the handle. Minden turns it over as Guy Fawn comes up with a loose ball. Gets it to Barrientos. Guarded by Bloom. Brings it into the paint. Tries to draw the contact that he does. Two free throws coming up. And the foul is going to be on Carlson, who came over to try and double down. First foul on Isaac Carlson. And Tyler Barrientos goes to the line. Just the second trip to the line tonight for Grand Island Central Catholic. It's only the sixth foul of the game on Minden. Chance for their first point of the second half from the lefty, Barrientos. No. End of the ball game again will be Derek Brockmeyer. He's got those three fouls. He'll come back. Guy Fawn checks out. Lovin comes in for Minden, giving a breather to Schwenka. A lot of coaches on hand here tonight at C.L. Jones. Still looking for a good one, though. Oh, there's Lance Creech, I see him. There's Jerry Buck, I see him. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So finally, Central Catholic is on the board in the second half, 31-22. As Minden tries to run a back cut, well defended that time by Cornelius, so they'll kick it back to the top of the circle to Kissinger. Dribbles right side, behind the back, still can't lose his man to Lovin. Fires it into the corner to Watson. And Minden finally has to reverse it. Carlson, spin move left elbow, kicks it to Bloom. Great defense this trip by Central Catholic, putting his head down and driving with the runner. No good by Kissinger. The ball goes out of bounds off of Minden as Carlson tried to grab it, couldn't quite get to it. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, 60-26, Minden. Hallie Bauer, 30 points, 16 rebounds. Cornelius with a basketball right now for the Central Catholic Crusaders. They need a bucket in a bad way. They're still hanging in the game, but haven't been able to score. Minden 4 points in the quarter. Central Catholic one. And there's 3 minutes left. Barrientos skips it right side. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Tried to flop. It didn't go. The rebound brought down by Lovin. And they will hustle it down the floor to Watson. Watson in traffic. Spins. Throws it up. No good. All blue jerseys underneath the hoop. And it's going to be Shoemaker with his fifth rebound. Wide open at the other end is Hodek. But they're just not looking down the court. Instead, it'll be Barrientos to the hoop, trying to draw the foul again, but the scoop shot goes up and in. Tough shot, well defended by Carson Bloom, but you just got to tip your hat there to Tyler Barrientos. 31-24 Minden. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Bloom with it. Now Minden needs to kind of get some things going. We keep talking about Central Catholic not scoring, but it's not like Minden's lighting it up either. Kissinger drives, kicks it out to Bloom. Carson's three will not go. 0 of 3 in the quarter. Offensive rebound, Watson. Back up and in. R.J. Watson with his first rebound and bucket. 33-24. Minden by 9. Cornelius brings the ball up against Carlson. Good job of dribbling to get by him. Stops at the top of the key to Shoemaker for 3. It's off the iron, no good. All Minden jerseys underneath, and Carson Bloom has it. He'll keep it himself all the way up to the three-point arc. Skip it to the left side. Watson pulls up for an 18-footer and hits it. R.J. Watson, back-to-back buckets, and it's 35-24. Largest lead of the night, 11 points on back-to-back buckets here for Minden. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Cornelius, left-hand corner, trying to post up Brockmeyer. And instead, out front, we've got a reach-in foul called on Carlson. His second, team's third. Back into the game for Minden, Tom Sinzel and Mitch Muller. Central Catholic ball in front of their own bench. Hodek to throw it in. Well, now they change it up. Barrientos to throw it in. Nobody guards him, and they just let Minden throw it into midcourt. Throws in to Hodek, who just gives it right back to Barrientos. Holds the ball on his hip to see what Minden wants to do here defensively. With a minute 15 to go here in the quarter, dribbles from the left half-court mark to the right half-court mark. I think they're looking for just a quick screen here. They act like they're playing for the last shot, but you can't be doing that down 11 with a minute 20 to go in the quarter. Now they kind of get into things. Barrientos just finally shoots a three in and out and out of bounds. It's going to stay with Grand Island Central Catholic. Boy, we've seen a couple of those tonight here at the south bucket that are all the way down and spit back out. 35-24, Central Catholic trailing here at Minden. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Shoemaker, to Barrientos, right wing, trying to set up a three for Cornelius, but he's covered. Kicks it back out top to Hodek. Hands it off to Brockmeyer. And Minden, outstanding defense all quarter long. In fact, the only bucket that Central Catholics made, Bloom had outstanding defense, and Barrientos just threw it over the top of him. And now as they drive the baseline, Barrientos will be fouled again by Isaac Carlson. Third foul here on Carlson. 35 seconds remain here in quarter number 3. And Minden wants to sub here at the last second. They will let him get in, it looks like. And that's going to be Schwenke in and Muller out. Central Catholic again just kind of bunching themselves in the paint like they want to run the picket fence or something. Instead, they have to go to the outlet, Barrientos, near midcourt. He'll hold the ball, guarded closely by Carlson. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-24, Minden. They scored the last two buckets to take it back up to 11. 5-second count on, almost lost, on the floor, trouble. Central Catholic wants a timeout. As the ball got away from Hodek, Central Catholic will call the timeout. They will have two remaining. 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play. It is 35-24, Minden. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
15-50, where tonight it's NFL football, 27-0 Falcons leading Jacksonville at the half. Here's Central Catholic setting up for the last shot of the third quarter. Barrientos into the corner for a three, in and out again for Cornelius, and a rebound brought down by the Crusaders, and we've got a foul called as Brockmeyer gets the board. Well, now the officials discussing maybe who the foul is on. Now they're discussing whether there was a shot or not. And they say there was no shot. The foul on Derek Kissinger, his third. 3.5 seconds remain here, and it'll be Central Catholic to throw it in underneath their own hoop once again. Barrientos looking to throw it in. Now the movement, they get it into Cornelius, fade away off the glass, is up and in from 12 feet, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Only the second bucket of the half for GICC. After three, Minden 35, Grand Island Central Catholic 26, and we're back in a minute with quarter number four on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is the start of the fourth quarter. Can Grand Island Central Catholic, who've made so many fourth quarter comebacks under Bill Gavers, could they do a monumental one tonight against and at number one Minden? 35-26, Minden gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They spread the floor here against the man-to-man of the Crusaders. Minden, 8 points last quarter. Central Catholic, 5. Long three on the way. It's in and out that time from Sinzel. Rebound brought down by Trevor Cornelius. Minden is 4 of 18 from three-point land. Central Catholic, 4 of 12 after missing all four last quarter. Hard pick up front. Sends Sinzel to the floor, but no call. Over to Brockmeyer. 16-footer. Too strong. Rebound. Tipping it to himself. Shoemaker. Partially blocked. No foul. Good call underneath. As Shoemaker will go to the line, he's hit a three-pointer, that's it, got 6 boards. And the foul is called on Christian Swinka, his second. Now Kissinger and Isaac Carlson each have 3. Derek Brockmeyer has 3 for Central Catholic. 2 free throws coming up for Shoemaker. This is just the third trip to the line tonight for the Crusaders. They're 2 of 4 at the line, make it 2 of 5. For Minden, they're 5 of 10 from the line. 8 points leads the way, Carson Bloom. 6 for Christensen, Schwenke, and Kissinger. 10 for Trevor Cornelius to lead Central Catholic. Second free throw for Shoemaker. They need every one of them, and they do get the second one. So the Crusaders draw first blood here in the fourth quarter. 35-27, Minden. And I would garner to say that 8-point third quarter is going to be one of the lowest, if not the lowest, all season. This Minden team is solid. Up top of the basketball, driving left side, Kissinger, 18-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, Bloom, missed it. Defensive rebound, Riley Shoemaker. And again, a short little putback. Minden couldn't cash it in. Ball knocked away up front from Cabrera. The steal is made. Christensen missed it. Bloom's the follow, and he's fouled. Well, Minden's had their opportunities against Paul de Perez Cabrera, and they've forced him into a few turnovers, the sophomore. And there he commits his third foul. And at the line will be Carson Bloom. For the first time, all 8 of his points were in the first half of play. But a chance to get the lead up to 10 with a pair here. The first one is good. 36-27. Also tonight, Ravenna taking on Gibbon. And the Ravenna boys win it easily, 74-40. Ravenna girls won 66-31. Second free throw now for Carson Bloom. It is on the way, and it is good. So Bloom hits them both. 37-27 your score with 6:47 to go in our ball game. Putting on a little pressure in the backcourt is Minden, and they'll leave it in Cornelius' hands to bring it up the floor as they deny Barrientos. Across the timeline, another big pick up front on Sinzel. He's trying to draw the foul. And now a travel called on Barrientos. Central Catholic has two timeouts remaining. Minden has four. 6:34 to go in the game. 37-27. Minden, but it's been a battle, and it always is against the Bill Gavers coach team. Don't forget you can catch some highlights tonight on NTV. Saw Dave Greek pop in here a couple of times for girls and boys highlights. Oh, off the pick. Bloom is open, drives right side, and that's as easy as a bucket as he's had tonight. Dozen points for Carson Bloom, 12-point lead. That is the largest of the entire game. Right side with it. A whistle, and we got a foul away from the ball. Yeah, we do. Foul going to be called away from the ball here on Christian Schwenke. His third, and I believe that'll put us in the 1-1. And so at the line here for Grand Island Central Catholic, now the officials have to discuss who is going to the line, because, again, sometimes you forget that when it's away from the ball. And it looks like they're going to put Riley Shoemaker at the line. He was just there, went one out of two. Coach Shannon Lovin doesn't like that. Now they're discussing it again. Minden fans don't like that at all. And again, I sympathize here with our young refereeing crew, Brooksy Wells and the crew, because Minden's saying the kid that should be at the line is sitting on the bench. They think it should be Johanna Gaifon, and they just assume that Gaifon is not as good a free throw shooter as Riley Shoemaker. So here we go, as the free throw is on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound, just keeping it in, is going to be Christian Schwenke. So after all that, for the Minden side of things, it didn't matter. 6 minutes to go in the game, 39-27. Central Catholic trails here at Minden. The Whippets have led all but a couple of times. Central Catholic did maintain a one-point lead a couple times in the first half, and now the ball is stolen away. Shoemaker goes to the other end, and he is raked across the arm. He'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Kissinger, his fourth. That is only the fourth turnover, according to my books, for Minden. And at the line, Riley Shoemaker again. But this time he gets to shoot two. See if he can. Oh, no, they're going to say 1-1. Free throw up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Eighth rebound by Bloom. Shoemaker just 1-4 at the line here in the fourth quarter. Time running down as they lob it inside. The ball slips out of the hands of Schwenke. The foul is called, and Christian will go to the line. He's 2-4. 39-27. It was 27-21 at half. So Minden, 10 points. And Central Catholic, 6 in the second half. We've played 10 and a half minutes. The foul called on Trevor Cornelius, his third. First of two free throws is on the way and in for Schwenke. He's got 7 points. And Minden now starting to pull away, 40-27. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, chat with the coach, and we'll get you ready for Friday. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound brought down by Derek Brockmeyer, his third. Gives it off to Cornelius. Cornelius blows by his defender. Carlson is in for Minden. Swings it to the right side, trying to get it to Barrientos. Forces it to the baseline. Shot blocked out of there by Carson Bloom, and Minden will take it away. Up the floor they come on the right side. It'll be Christensen. Stops it, wants to get it down low. Heck of a battle on the post. Swing it over to the left side, driving in with the little runner, Derek Kissinger, up and in. And it's 42-27, and Central Catholic running out of gas here with 5 minutes to go in the game. Barrientos up top with the basketball, and Coach Bill Gamer is going to call the timeout. 4:59 remaining in the ball game. It is Minden 42, Grand Island Central Catholic 27, here on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, Minden has just one more game before the holidays, Saturday at Central City for the boys. Of course, remember they had the Ogallala game postponed on Tuesday. No makeup date for that has been set. Central Catholic stays very busy. They are at Lincoln Christian tomorrow. They host Blue Hill Monday. They host Holdridge Tuesday, and they host Centura in a makeup game 1 week from tonight. Basketball in the hands of the Central Catholic Crusaders. Brady Brokaw is coming to the game. They get it on the low post here, trying to work his way in. Barrientos, they double down, and Bloom and Carlson. Carlson picks his pocket. Carlson to the other end, takes the jumper, skips out, no good. Tried to get his own rebound, but it goes out of bounds. 42-27 Minden, 4:42 to go here in our boys' basketball game. 60-26, the Minden girls rolled earlier tonight. Hallie Bauer, 30 points and 16 rebounds. Central Catholic still looking to get something going. Just two field goals in the half, and one of those was at the third quarter buzzer. Spreading the floor, trying to get it wide. Skip pass, Cornelius catches, fires the three. Everything has to be quick. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Carson Bloom. Neither team has made a three in the half. Now Bloom has it stolen away. Cornelius tried to dump it into the paint, and he'll get the ball back. Here come the Crusaders, and in traffic, a walk going to be called. Trying to force the shot up. Good defense by Christensen. And Central Catholic gives it right back, their 15th turnover of the game. 4:12 to go, 42-27 in favor of Minden as they walk the ball across the timeline again. They've got this game in hand if they stay patient. Still working the offense on the low post. Good wraparound pass, but Carlson missed the shot, got his own rebound on a great pass. Schwenke threw it through the paint. He was on the low block right side, threw it to the left side, but missed the shot. Now they lob it inside to Bloom. All in one motion, he tries to shoot it. He can't make it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cornelius. So as we saw in the girls' game, Minden could have had more points, but they couldn't get all these bunnies to go, and now that's the same for the boys as they set up a three here by Kissinger, and he'll hit it. First three of the second half by either team, and it's now 45-27. It was a seven-point game at 34-27, and since then an 11-0 run, a three-pointer Central Catholic, no good. Carson Bloom gets his 10th rebound, a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds on a pretty low-scoring night. 3:10 to go, 45-27, and now a tangle up away from the ball, and a timeout going to be called by Minden. It is a full-length timeout. 3:11 to go in the ball game. Minden's going to go to 4-0 as they are pulling away 45-27 over the Crusaders, and we're back right after this.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue, north of the malls, and online, ronsmusic.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, 3:11 to go. Guy Fawn is back in here for Central Catholic. And Minden has the basketball. Carlson, Bloom, Christensen, Schwenke, and Kissinger are on the floor. Bloom with it, trying to set up a little two-man game. They lob it back door. Shot is up. Missed that time for Kissinger. Got his own rebound, and he'll be fouled. They had so much attention on Schwenka that they decided to throw over the top to the backside. And again, Kissinger was wide open, but they could not finish. Foul is on Riley Shoemaker, his second. And at the line to shoot two will be Kissinger. He's got 11 points, 5 boards in the ball game. And the first of two coming up. Boy, the Jaguars forgot to get off the plane tonight in NFL football. They are getting shellacked. Atlanta takes 90 seconds to score in the third quarter. They're up 34-0, 46-27. I'll look here in a moment. Hopefully Turner got in again. I could use the fantasy points. Second free throw is up and in. 7 of the quarter for Derek Kissinger. 47-27 in a game that was much closer than that. It was 7 points here in the second half, but trouble scoring for Grand Island Central Catholic. And finally, Trevor Cornelius hits just the third field goal of the second half. He leads the team with 12. It's 47-29. Carson Bloom between the circles. Hands it off right side, back door cut. Carlson gets it to Bloom. Bloom with the layup up and in. 14 for Bloom. 49-29. As they continue to spread the floor, Central Catholic skips it over to Cornelius, dumps it into the left-hand corner for Shoemaker. And it was a defensive fumble return. That's how Atlanta scored. They're up 34-0. Back to Shoemaker. Corner, three, just a tad strong. It comes back to Derek Kissinger, who boxes out the shooter. Central Catholic was 4 of 8 from three-point land in the first half, 0 of 7 in the second half. Minden from three-point land is 5 of 18, 4 of 15 the other way, and now Minden throws the basketball away. I think both teams just waiting for that clock to read triple zeros because not much is going on. And back into the ball game, Mitch Muller. And checking out for the night will be Christian Schwenka. Both teams can empty their bench should they choose. The lead now 20, 49-29, Minden. And it's going to be the next tough game for Minden. They got Central City and then Adams Central. That'll be a test in the first game of the tournament. They're both in the same sub-district, too, so a little preview. Not the same conference. So the first of what could be two meetings is Cornelius comes to the left baseline, 10-footer off the iron. Carson Bloom picks up rebound number 11. A minute and a half left. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll recap the final stats. Catch up with Shannon Lovin, and then send you on your way for the night as Minden rotates it around. Clock ticking down to a minute 20. All the way out at midcourt is Kissinger trying to find somebody. Isaac Carlson has it. Carlson back out between the circles to Dan Christensen. Players waiting to check in. Barrientos couldn't quite get the steal. Back out to Carlson. Play and keep away. Let's see if Coach Lovin calls timeout to get his kids in. Nope, they drive it underneath. Give it to Muller, and Mitch puts it up. And in, Mitch Muller on the nice assist will get the bucket. 51-29. Central Catholic up the floor. Barrientos gets it back out to Guyfon. His jumper no good, and Guyfon commits the foul as Muller gets the rebound. That'll be the third on Guyfon, and that will allow the subs to come in here with 45 seconds remaining in the ball game. 51-29. Muller, who just scored, will get a chance at the line to shoot the one and one. And coming in, Ryan Cremosta. Also, RJ Watson's back in there. Shannon Lovin, Tom Sinzel, and still waiting at the line is Mitch Muller. With 45 seconds remaining. It's a one and one for the 6'2 sophomore. And Muller will put it up and in. 52-29. Central Catholic held to 8 points in the second half so far. And the second free throw coming up for Muller is on the way, and it is rattling around, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Riley Shoemaker, his team high 8. He'll dribble the ball up the floor, get to midcourt. Guarded there by 11. Looking to get a shot away here with 35 seconds to go. Gives it off to Barrientos. Dumps it in the corner. Trying to lob it into Guyfon. Good catch and shot up and in. Juhanam Guyfon with his first field goal. He's got 3 points now, and that means 10 total points in the second half for Central Catholic as Minden can hold for the last shot or take one more shot here. in the second half of play. With 10 seconds to go, they're dribbling away the clock. R.J. Watson, left side, Tom Sinzel. And he'll dribble out the clock, and his ball game is over. Minden, 52. Grand Island Central Catholic, 31. The Crusaders will drop to 0-3. The Whippets will improve to 4-0 on the season. We'll be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carl and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics. It's been a great year for Minden boys. And we will get a chance to talk to the coaches here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, helping you out with your Christmas shopping by saving you money. It doesn't matter what the price is marked on their merchandise right now, whatever it is, whether it's regular price or on sale. Take another 15% off. Misco Sports, open Monday through Saturday on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you the happiest of holidays. And right now, it's rebuilding time for Grand Island Central Catholic. They fall 52-31. And that's just not what you're used to seeing, I guess, from Grand Island Central Catholic. Assistant Coach Rob Misek joins us here. And, Coach, it's painful, but you gave them a heck of a battle in the first half, and then the offense, it just wasn't there in the second half. You want to keep it low scoring, but you do got to score.
Well, and that's absolutely right. We were in pretty good position at halftime and turned the ball over two or three times right before halftime when it was a two-point game, ballooned to six, and then the wheels fell off offensively in the second half. We turned it over. Their pressure really hurt us. And against a great team like Minden, you just can't do that and expect to stay in the game.
Not a lot of depth. And, of course, when you've got Barrientos, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, he's the only kid that really saw significant playing time last year. So you're trying to get your starters time, plus you got to develop some depth somewhere along the line, but you got 11 new varsity kids.
And that's right. And the other thing, we're trying to find out, you know, what pieces work together on the floor, and we've really only had, you know, 2.5-3 weeks to get that figured out. And against veteran ball clubs like we played the first three games, it's hard to get that to mesh. And depth is right. We're only playing about seven guys right now. And when you run up against teams that are really good night in and night out, that comes, you know, comes back to bite you a little bit.
Was the first half the best half of your three games this year, or did you have a good outing? I know Columbus Scotus was close and you were hanging with Lincoln, but was that as good as you want the team to play?
You know, that's about as good as we played all season, and I thought our kids really competed well for 32 minutes. Minden just wore us down, but the first half, I don't think we could have played any better. Defensively, to hold Minden to 27 is excellent because they've got weapons all over the floor. And really proud of the way the kids competed. But, shots just didn't fall, and we turned it over way too much. And like I said before, against a team, a number one team in the state, you just can't do that and expect to stay in the game.
And as you would expect, with the way things went, they also really controlled the boards as the game progressed.
They did. And Christian Schwenke is such a physical kid inside. And Carson Bloom, for his size, is one of the best leapers in the state, in my opinion, for what that's worth all class. He just gets off the floor so fast on his second jump. And Kissinger uses his body so well on the boards. And we knew that was an area of emphasis. And again, first half, I thought we hung with him rebounding, but second half, they started to get some second shot opportunities, and that really, really hurt us too.
You need practices, but you'd also like some games. This is only your third one, had one postponed. You're used to playing three games that opening weekend, but this year, because it's six teams instead of eight, you didn't get that opportunity. And now you're going to be real busy between now and Christmas. As we said, unbelievable, 5 games in 8 days. And none of them are easy.
No, tomorrow night we go to number 2 Lincoln Christian, who's just as physical and just as athletic as this Minden team. So that's going to be tough at their place. And then, you know, a Holdridge team, a Blue Hill team, and Centura, that you know, none of those are gimmies, and they're all three well-coached teams. So, yeah, we've got to be on the ball. And I guess it's a player's dream that we don't have much practice the next few days before moratorium. But as a coach, you know, you see things in the game that you need to correct and practice, and you just don't have that opportunity. And you hope the training takes over on the floor the next week.
Well, tonight, again, with all these young kids, there were some bright spots. If this Johanna guy, Fawn, matures and grows in and learns his basketball, it looks like he's got the frame to play basketball. Cornelius, I thought, played pretty good. Of course, you hit a couple of threes. It helps you lead the team in scoring. And Shoemaker hit the boards for you. I mean, they've got a ways to go, obviously, but there are bright spots, or else they wouldn't have been in this game in the first half.
Yeah, I thought Riley Shoemaker, as you mentioned, just really did a yeoman's job on the boards. And Johanna, for being a 14-year-old freshman, really does play, you know, play pretty physical and tough. And I you know, the coaching staff's goal is to be ready by February to compete to get to district finals. And we've got some tough teams in our district, obviously. But I think if we keep getting better in practice every day and the guys stick together, we'll have a shot to be improved by February. And that's all we can ask for as a coaching staff.
All right, Rob, we'll let you get out of here. Thanks, as always, for coming up. And keep these kids improving. We'll see you again.
Doug, great to see you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
We appreciate the coverage.
Thank you, the assistant coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Come up on the short end tonight to number one team in the state. A lot of teams are going to come up on the short end of Minden this year. We'll come back, take a look at the numbers, and track down Coach Shannon Levin. Stay with us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put the fun back into Christmas shopping with lots of thoughtful and fun gift ideas from Roses for You. Think Roses for You for your Christmas party or table decorations, too. Roses for You offers table centerpieces, poinsettias, and other arrangements for your decor, plus gift cards when you just can't decide. If you're hosting the party, then book their unbelievable home chocolate fountains for the best party ever. This Christmas season, shop Roses for You and RosesForYou.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We're good. And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a look at the stats in a moment, but right now, head coach of the number one team, Shannon Lovin, joins us. And, Coach, you were the Chasers last year, and now you're the Chasees, and a little bit different than last time that these two teams played. But you came out, and they gave you a battle in the first quarter. I still think any time you have the Crusaders across the front of your jersey, it's going to make you a little bit nervous on the other side. But kids responded and played strong in the second half.
Yeah, Doug, I totally agree with you. Coach Gabers and his staff does a great job. And anytime you play against one of his teams, you know it's going to be a battle. They're so good defensively, so disciplined. They don't turn the ball over a lot. They're just, they do a really nice job. They do a great job of coaching them. And they're players. They're just disciplined and don't make a lot of mistakes.
You didn't turn the ball over a lot. 6 times. I only had you for 1 turnover in the first half, and maybe you go back to the film, you'll find a couple more. But, you know, it's 27-21, and you only have 1 turnover. That kind of talks about how well they played you. But if you'd had a couple more, things might not have been in such a situation. Where were they giving you problems, or was it just the ball not going in the hoop?
I think tonight a lot it was the ball not going in the hoop. We had some good looks in the first half. And we did talk before the game about valuing every possession because they don't make a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers. So we had to make sure we took care of the ball and did a better job of getting great shots and not just settling for some good shots.
You're 4-0. You're 4 games in. You missed the Ogallala game. You're only going to have 1 more before the Christmas break. So 4 games in, big picture. What do you like about your team right now?
Well, what I'm liking is we have some younger guys that are stepping up and continuing to improve. We're getting what we think we'd get out of Bloom and Kissinger, and Swinky's doing a great job. He's really moving a lot better even than what he was last year. He's had 2 nice ball games in a row for us. He's able to move and jump and play defense, and with Christian being a nice addition, and then these younger guys continuing to improve every game.
You look at the post play. they missed a couple of bunnies tonight. You're going to have nights like that. But is this a team that wants to pound the ball inside? Do you think this team can get the ball inside? Because we know you got some shooters outside.
Well, that's something we still wanted to do tonight. You know, there wasn't a 6'10 kid out there, so we did want to still try and pound the ball in. And Swinky's been doing a nice job. Like I said, last game, I think he had 15 points against the 6'10 kid. And tonight, I'm not sure he ended up with 7. Maybe we didn't get to him quite enough, but we got enough where we could kick it out and knock down a few shots eventually.
Well, Carson Bloom, me and Daddy, every once in a while, there's just a guy that you pick and you just kind of love watching him play, and it doesn't matter what the sport is. Carson's always out there, and he's going to have the body of a 40-year-old next year if he keeps, being physical like he is. Football went deep. How did that affect the start for your basketball team?
Well, I think our shooting suffered the most. We have an experienced enough team that the things we do defensively, we can still do well, and we still got to get better at. We know the plays and things we're on offensively, but it's just shooting the ball, I think, right now. It's starting to come around, but still a little more inconsistent than we'd like.
Central City Saturday. Then Adams Central, we've already got our eyes in the media looking at that one. You schedule yourself a tough one in Northwest and Bennington on the other side, but what about the three games that you have before Christmas?
Well, Central City, we don't overlook anybody. They'll run a nice 1-3-1 against us with Danderson, and we'll go take a look at them tomorrow night and see what they got for sure. But we'll make sure we're ready for Central City. I tell the boys the only important game on the schedule is the next one. We got to make sure we don't overlook anybody or look down the road. You know, a lot of people put things in their heads and create expectations, and we just have to keep playing one game at a time, and we'll take care of Central City, hopefully, and then we'll look forward to playing Adams Central.
Well, in Central City, not that long ago, had a little matchup in the playoffs with you, so I'm sure that'll be in the from the football team a little bit on their mind as well, if they can have some kind of a revenge and have that out there. That's always used as motivation. Greg came up and talked on behalf of the girls, so I'll ask you the same thing. With number one on your back, does that change anything?
You know, I keep telling the boys, we can't pay attention to that. It's a nice honor to have, and everybody's going to give us our best shot. But we just have to keep going through the process, keep getting better, keep improving on what we're doing, executing. And we'll just keep working at it. And like I said, it's fun, I guess. And it's nice for the boys and the fans and everybody, and a lot of people like to talk about it. But right now, we just got to keep winning ball games. Otherwise, it'll be gone.
Well, Shannon, happy holidays. Good win tonight against a powerful program, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Shannon Lovin, head coach of the Minden Whippets. They win it tonight by a score of 52-31. We'll give you all the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
And we're back in the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for this boys contest between two top 10 teams, although Central Catholic still has a way to go, and not saying that by the end of the year they might not be a top 10 type of program, because you know they're going to get a lot better under Coach Cavers, and they played a heck of a first half tonight, but only five players scored. Tyler Barrientos, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Paul De Perez Cabrero had 2 rebounds. Derek Bruckmeyer, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Trevor Cornelius led the team in scoring with 12 points, 4 rebounds. Riley Shoemaker had 4 points. He had a team-high 8 rebounds and a blocked shot. And Johanna Gaifan, 1 point, 1 rebound. 11 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, but 0 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 9 in the second half. 21 points at halftime, but the Crusaders just 10 points in the second half of play. 31 points, 20 rebounds, 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block, 15 turnovers. The Crusaders off to an 0-3 started. As we said, they are swamped tomorrow. Lincoln Christian on the road, and then home for 3 games next week. Monday, Blue Hill, Holdridge Tuesday, Centura the makeup game on Thursday. For Minden, Isaac Carlson, 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. Carson Bloom led the Whippets tonight with 14 points, 11 rebounds and a block. Dan Christensen, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Thomas Sinzel, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Jonas Lovin, 2 points, 3 rebounds. R.J. Watson, 5 points and a rebound. Christian Schwenke, 7 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Derek Kissinger, 13 points, 6 rebounds, and Mitch Muller, 3 points, 1 rebound. 17 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 8 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 14 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 1 in the first half and 5 in the second half. 27 points at halftime for Minden, and they scored, 27 points if I didn't say that right, 25 in the second half. 52 points, 35 rebounds, 11 out of 18 at the free throw line, 5 of 18 from three-point land, 3 blocks and 6 turnovers. Number 1 Minden improves to 4-0 with a 52-31 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. They play Saturday at Central City and then host their holiday tournament the 29th and 30th. And the first game is against Adams Central in the tournament. The other side, Bennington, plays Grand Island Northwest. Earlier tonight, Minden girls got 30 points and 16 rebounds from Hallie Bauer, 10 points, 11 rebounds from Jamie Kissinger, a 60-26 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders were led by McKenna Keim with 8 points. Katie Brand had 5 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocked shots. More basketball tomorrow night. Overton at Pleasanton, scheduled to begin at 6:15, our doubleheader in the Fort Kearney Conference. And then we'll get you into next week, Tri-City Storm Hockey, Saturday night, as they are at Sioux City. And as you're going home, if you can catch it on ESPN 1460 or 1550, they've got 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thursday night NFL football, Atlanta 41 and Jacksonville nothing. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Wishing you the happiest of holidays. Stop in. Maybe you need a Husker or a Loper t-shirt, sweatshirt, your favorite baseball team hats. They've got everything you could need for baseball, football, basketball, shoes, and everything an extra 15% off. Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again in the boys' game. Minden 52, Central Catholic 31. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.